Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Defan Yerziva Gehagon Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Aleph tells us, Harim L'chaveir Refel tells his friend, Beis Kor Afar Ani Marchalach, I'm selling you a Beis Kor of Afar. And this is meant for planting, because he said Beis Kor Afar. If he just said Beis Kor, so it doesn't have to be for planting. But since this is going to be used for planting, because he used the word Afar, we're going to see there's a special din. Hayusham Nakaima Mukam Asar Tvachim. Let's say there's some cracks or crevices that are 10 Tvachim deep. Or there's rocks there which are 10 Tvachim high. They're not measured with the land. That's because when a person buys a base car for planting, he doesn't want there to be these cracks and crevices or rocks that are going to stop his plowing. It looks like two or three separate fields. He wants one big area of the base car that he could plant in. However, if these cracks or rocks are less than 10 tefachim, then they are measured with it. However, if the seller told the buyer, kid base car offer, I'm selling you about a base car of offer, then even if the cracks or the rocks are more than 10 tefachim, it doesn't make a difference because he said ki beis kor afar, about a beis kor, and this is included in the word about. Moving on to Mishnah Beis with a very similar case. Let's say he tells him beis kor afar ani marchalach, I'm selling you a beis kor of afar mi de bechavel, measured with the rope. This means I'm selling you precisely, exactly to the T, one beis kor of afar. Pichas kol shehu yinake. If he gives him a little bit less than that, so he takes off the amount of money, he can't be required to pay for the full beis kor because it wasn't measured precisely at a beis kor. Furthermore, ha'iser kol shehu, if a little bit too much was measured, yachzir, so then that has to be returned. Now another case, Imamar, let's say the Meicher said, hein chaser, hein yaser, which in English is translated as more or less. Literally over here, it's translated as less or more, but an expression that we use sometimes on a daily basis, it's more or less, meaning it's not precise. Afilu pichas reivel asah, even if the lekach received less, because the mismeasurement was up until a quarter of a kav per saw, ha'iser reivel asah, or the lekach received more, because the mismeasurement was up until a reivel of a kav per saw more than that, he giyoy, it's reached him, it's his, he gets to keep it, or he has to suffer that loss, because again, they said hein chaser and yaser. However, yosem mekan, if it's more than that, if the lekech ended up receiving more than a quarter of a kav per saw extra, then yas a cheshben has to be made. What does that mean, a cheshben has to be made? Ma'u machzer loy, what does he give to him? Mais, money. Meaning the lekech is forced to keep this extra land, and he has to pay extra money for this extra land that he received. However, in ratza, if the meicher decides that he wants the property back, machzer lekarka, so it's only then the lekech is able to return the property to him. And the question is, v'lama amru machzer loy mais? Why is the lekech being told that he has to pay extra money for this extra property that he received, and he's not given the option to give back the extra land, liyapis koichel shel meicher, in order to give better koich to the meicher? We always say, yad lekech al tachtoina, the buyer, he's at a disadvantage, and therefore he's only allowed to return the extra karka that he received if the meicher is okay with that. Now, the reason behind this is because this extra amount that was given to lekech is not considered a significant amount of piece of property on its own, and therefore we can't force the meicher to take it back. What's he going to do with such a small piece of property? However, says Mishnah, shim shir basada beis tishakabin. If there's a section of land that was left over, meaning if this extra piece that was given to lekech was 9 kav, or begin if we're talking about a garden, beis chatzi kav, a half a kav, or kibbe rabbi kiva beis roiva, a quarter of a kav if it's a garden, then machzer leisakarka, the lekech could return this extra land that he got, and the meicher is not able to protest because the meicher is receiving something back that's significant. He could do something with it. Now, once we're talking about returning the extra that was given, v'leisa roiva b'vadhu machzer, it's not just this roiva, meaning this too much above the quarter of a kav, elos kol meicher, all the extra that was given, even within the usually okay amount, that also has to be returned. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet with more cases of selling property and how to measure it. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.